good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Off in the SSA podcast, focusing on the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. I'm your host, Stu, and on today's show, the first sprint race of the IMSA season comes at the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. The weekend, which sees IMSA support IndyCar, has seen some incredible finishes and late race drama in recent years. This year, the first street race of the season sees a number of things that you should keep an eye on, with the first one being that only two of IMSA's classes will be present. Yes, the Grand Prix of Long Beach will be the first race of the 2024 season where all four of IMSA's classes are not there. After the opening two rounds of the season saw all classes competing, round three will only see the GTP and GTD cars on track. And when you look at the tight confines of Long Beach, it's probably for the best. But with fewer cars out there on track, what will this mean for the racing? Well, just because there are going to be fewer cars on track for the race, it doesn't mean that traffic still won't play a huge role in this race. In fact, the tight street circuit will require the GTP cars to have a lot more patience in traffic, as there's multiple sections of this track where passing a slower car simply isn't possible. Now, to be honest, I love a race every once in a while where there's only a couple of these classes present. Sometimes, with all of the classes out there on track at the same time, it's really easy to lose some of the storylines that are unfolding in some of these different classes. And while at Long Beach, I'm sure that we're going to see some great battles in GTP unfold this race, but I'm really looking forward to the GTD battles and how that unfolds. There's sure to be plenty of good fighting with 11 manufacturers and 17 entries in the class, and I think that will bring us plenty to talk about despite there only being two of the four classes present. New entries and drivers on the GTD grid. Now, speaking of GTD, there are a number of new GTD cars that are joining the grid and a couple of driver changes that are worth following. The first of those new cars will be the number 28 Flying Lizard Aston Martin. Yes, Flying Lizard makes their return to the WeatherTech Championship at Long Beach with drivers Andy Lee and Elias Sabo driving a brand new Aston Martin Vantage GT3 Evo. This is only a one-off race at the moment, and that car is not expected to contest any other rounds this season. But regardless, you love to see an iconic team name like Flying Lizard rejoin the IMSA grid, and they're sure to be a fan favorite. The other new car will be the number 89 Vassar Sullivan Lexus. Now you might be thinking, a second Lexus from Vassar Sullivan? This is not a new thing, they normally have two cars on the grid. But with GTD Pro not being one of the classes present at Long Beach this year, it would have meant that Vassar Sullivan would only be fielding one of their Lexus this weekend. Wait, I guess the plural version of Lexus are what, Lexi? Regardless, that's not the point. The point here is that this one-off entry will be driven by Ben Barnicote and Parker Thompson. And this is not the first time that Vassar Sullivan has run a one-off entry in a situation like this where GTD Pro wasn't present at a race weekend. They actually did this twice during the 2022 season. Now, it's not just a couple of new entries to keep your eye on this weekend. There are a couple of driver changes that you should also be watching out for. In the number 27 Heart of Racing Aston Martin, Zachary Robichaud will be off competing in the WEC race, so drafted in to replace him is Spencer Pompelli. Now, Spencer is the Endurance Cup driver for fellow Aston Martin team Magnus Racing, so he does have some experience in that brand new Aston Martin, but it is unclear if Spencer will be replacing Robichaud for all of the Sprint Cup season, or if it's only going to be for those rounds that conflict with WEC weekends where Zachary is unavailable. Now, the other and perhaps more surprising change comes from the number 66 Gradient Racing Acura. There, Stephen McAleer has been brought in to replace Catherine Legg for the remainder of the 2024 season. McAleer raced with the team at the season-opening Rolex 24, but was not slated for any other races with the team. A reason has not been given for Legg having to step back from this seat, but it was recently announced that she would be competing in the Indianapolis 500 this year. One could speculate that maybe there's a couple of other additional IndyCar starts for Catherine that come with this Indy 500 drive that may have caused her to step back full-time from the 66 Acura. Now, finally, one more quick sort of entry-related note here that isn't going to be anything to look out for this weekend at Long Beach, but it's worth noting that CDR Valkyrie have announced that they will join the GTD grid with a Porsche 911 GT3R. They are not going to be on the grid at Long Beach, but they are targeting selected IMSA races for the remainder of 2024 and beyond. The team has not specified exactly when their debut will be, but the team did post on Instagram that they were going to be testing at Laguna Seca, so maybe you could infer from that that Laguna Seca could be the opening round for them. Regardless though, great to see another competitor joining the IMSA grid later this season. Now it can be difficult to stay on top of all of the news from around the world of IMSA. That's where I am working on yet another way for you to stay in the loop. The S's is a weekly newsletter curated by me, with all the biggest IMSA news and analysis that you need to know. I'll bring together the best articles from the past week, videos that I think you should check out, and put it all together in a nice, quick and easy 5-minute read. In addition to the news, I'll give you my thoughts on everything that's going on around the world of IMSA, and if this sounds like something that would interest you, you can sign up by clicking the link in the description or going to offintheesses.com. Can Acura back up their pace from last year? Acura looked poised for the GTP win last year. The number 10 Wayne Taylor Racing Acura looked very strong, starting on pole and leading the first 30 laps. In fact, after mid-race pit stops, Ricky Taylor charged through the field and caught up to the leading Porsches, who were on an alternate tire strategy. Things sure looked like it was going to go Acura's way until, with two laps to go, Ricky Taylor, who was driving the number 10 at the time, who was notably considerably quicker than the number 6 Porsche, made a dive up the inside into turn 1, could not get it slowed down in time, and went sliding right off into the turn 1 wall. Ricky Taylor went from hero to zero in a fraction of a second, and it was a heartbreaking way for Acura to lose the race. This year, I'm going to be watching for how Wayne Taylor Racing Andretti bounces back. You see, they're coming into this season with a second Acura in their stable. They're coming off their first GTP class win at Sebring, and knowing that they had the car to beat last year, I think they have to be the early favorites heading into this weekend. This is definitely a team that you have to be keeping an eye on in the GTP class this weekend, and I think they're going to be a threat for the win. There is just a single Corvette in the field. One of the biggest stories coming into the 2024 season was Corvette and their brand new car. But the brand new Z06 GT3R has had a bit of a rocky start to the season. Through the first two races of the season, Corvette Racing by Pratt Miller Motorsports has seen finishes of 5th, 8th, 10th, and 11th in the GTD Pro class, while AWA have had finishes of 18th, 21st, 9th, and 22nd in GTD. Now, considering that we see class sizes of 12 to 13 cars in GTD Pro and 22 to 23 cars in GTD, it's been a pretty rough start. To add insult to injury as well, one of those GTD entries has been removed from the IMSA grid. This came after car owner Anthony Mantella announced that he would be selling the car and withdrawing it from the class. This means that for the upcoming race at Long Beach, there's only going to be one Corvette present on the grid. Now, with Corvette's early season struggles and only fielding a single car at Long Beach, what can we really expect from the Z06 GT3R this weekend? Now, I don't know if this is a car that I'm looking at and seeing as a potential threat for the win just yet. And with a very strong GTD grid this weekend, I think it might even be a stretch for a podium. But I could see this car challenging for a top 5, if they can keep it clean and not suffer any of the reliability issues that have hampered them through the opening weekends of the season. We have seen some strong breakout performances for new cars at Long Beach in recent years, and this very well could be what the doctor ordered for Corvette, and we could see them break out with a strong run this weekend, despite them only having one car on the grid. Long Beach can be chaotic. Long Beach is one of the tightest tracks on the calendar, with portions of the track like the fountain section and the final corner hairpin narrowing up and essentially requiring cars to go through single file. It can create some interesting situations when competitors don't want to give an inch or see a gap that they think they can squeeze their car into. Contact is routinely made through these sections, and it's essentially only a matter of time before we see slight contact in the hairpin cause a car to loop around and block the entire track. But it's not just those turns that can eat up drivers. With Long Beach being such a tight and narrow street circuit, just about any of the 11 corners can gobble up a driver. Last year, the number 93 and 80 GTD entries both took big hits in turn 8 that led them to not racing on Saturday. With hardly any room for error, it means that drivers will have to be extremely precise to keep their cars out of the wall, and keeping that car clean will be critical to picking up a good result in this 100-minute race. That's going to wrap this one up, though. Before you go, make sure that you are subscribed on your favorite podcasting app so that you never miss an episode. You can also follow along with the show on X or check out the video version of the show on YouTube. Just look for Off in the S's. Also, a big shout out to all of the Patreon supporters. If you too want to support the show, then you can head to patreon.com/offintheS's. Once again, though, thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone has a great race weekend and doesn't go off in the S's.